927 4CC. Better news coming out from the Gladstone Regional Council yesterday. Together Gladstone, it's called. Great initiative to provide value support for our region. Mayor Matt Burnett joining us. Morning, mate.
Good morning, mate. Good morning, Central Queensland.
Tell us all about Together Gladstone.
So last year, what we did, obviously, right in the peak of COVID, we froze rates for all our residential and commercial ratepayers. But for the industry ratepayers, they got on board like they always do, and they accepted an increase in rates, but also an extra 1% on top of that increase to put together an industry fund to help go towards supporting the local community through COVID. So they all had their own initiatives as well, mm-hmm. as people would know. You know, that each one of those major industries have their own sort of community funds or their sustainable community funds and those sorts of things.
Sure.
But this was an extra amount on top of that, which goes to three streams. So it goes to supporting the community, supporting tourism, or supporting the economy, which is really good.
There's been some business contributors for this as well.
Well, they're mostly, there's about 20 actually groups involved, and they're really what we call major industry or significant industry. So some of them are a little bit smaller, like bigger engineering firms sorts of things, but it's mostly all your major industries. Like the biggest contributors are your Rio Tintos, your LNG plants, your Orica's, your NRG's, and those sorts of places.
Various funding streams available, and local not-for-profit groups will be able to apply for grants of between $5,000 and $10,000.
Yeah, so similar to what we did last year with our Rise Up program where $5 was available. This is $5,000 to $10,000, and it's available for local community groups to support health and well-being, youth education, prevention of family violence, those sorts of things. And some of the funding has already been allocated to in the community, like Communities for Children, a great program. And then we've got Not-for-Profit House for grant writing to help local small businesses and community groups, not-for-profits, apply for those grants. There's so many grants available. I know Butchie's got a grant finder program coming up soon. This sort of thing helps people who, in those, you know, the secretary, the voluntary secretary or the voluntary grant supporter in the local not-for-profit group, have the skills to be able to apply for those grants. But also in tourism, it's about supporting the Year of Indigenous Tourism. And then our economic area is supporting the Gladstone Chamber of Commerce and Industry for their No Local, Buy Local initiative. It's an excellent program, and the industry, you know, they didn't have to do it. Obviously, it was a partnership. We got them all together in the room, and I said, look, you're not going to get a rate freeze like everybody else is going to get last year. You're going to get an increase. I think it was a 2% increase, and then on 1% of that will go towards supporting the community, and you can be involved in setting the program up.
Awesome.
So they've been all around the table with us, talking to us about how they believe and our community believe we can best work together to deliver extra funding for the Gladstone region.
It's being well received now, I know, but it will be even more well received down the track, mate, as they apply for funding, these groups. And of course, more info by going to gladstone.smartgrants.com.au, or is it Smarty Grants?
Smarty Grants, yeah.
Yes.
Smarty Grants.
Okay.
And /, Together Glad. You hop on Council's website, you better follow the link.
Find it all there.
I'll share the link later on today as well.
Yeah, and I'll have this up onto our website as well and share to our Facebook page if anybody wants to find out more info at the same time.
Excellent.
We'll share it around everywhere, Matty.
That's it. Let's get as many applications in as we can.
I know a bit to do with Council today, but I'll catch up later in the week.
Excellent. Thanks, mate.
Mayor Matt Burnett on 4CC.